service today, the family. Now, this verse is kind of a warning. And this is something we need to be concerned about spiritually. It says, he that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. Let's pray. Father, tonight, we just come to you and ask you for wisdom, Lord, out of the book of Proverbs concerning our family relationships, concerning the emphasis of our family, what we want to accomplish, how you provide what we need to provide, the principles which govern our home. Father, we know there's so much in the book of Proverbs about the family, but Father, just guide us tonight concerning a few of them, and we'll give you the praise, the honor, and glory, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We go here by way of introduction. And we see that wisdom is found, the value of wisdom is seen in our family relationships. Remember, life is too short. Life goes too fast for us to raise a family through trial and error. And I know some of us, in a certain degree, when you have children and it's your first child, you don't have the experience, right? A lot is done through trial and error, but those of us who know the Lord and those of us who have been taught the Word of God, we don't have an excuse. We should be able to find answers. We should have direction. We should have wisdom from God. And if not, then we should seek help. Find the pastor or someone to give us instruction. God provides that way. So when you seek wisdom or seek advice, where do you go? Oh, here, I got it out of order again. Do we go to the experts? You know what I mean by experts, like those in the world, the renowned psychologists and so on and so forth. Where do we go? Now remember, a lot of them, they say one thing and write a book and then 5 years later, they change their opinion, or 10 years later, and then you don't know anything about it. The damage is already done. They changed. Because that's not based on God's wisdom, right? Man is, his wisdom's like, his understanding is like shifting sand. But when we have it on God's Word never changes. God's Word never fails. And aren't you thankful that God preserved His wisdom in this book? And then we, more specifically, we go to the book of wisdom, the book of Proverbs. Now, when you think of provision, providing for a family or raising a godly family, what do you think is most important? Let's just put it this way. What does the world think is the most important? Well, many would say, obviously, we all could agree, yes, the necessities of life and the basic necessities, food and clothing and a place of shelter. And I wouldn't, we know there's some merit in that. Amen. But how about a good education? There's some merit in that too. And yet, what is the reason for education is for affluence, to get rich. And really, it could even be to have the finer things of life, luxury. And A lot of motivation for parents of pushing their children is because they, you know, especially remember now, our grandparents and our parents, some of us grew up in the Great Depression. And they knew what it was like to do without. And so they may have, you know, said, I don't want my kids to suffer. Those who didn't know God, you know. And so I want them to have everything I never had. Is that the goal in life? Is that the greatest provision that you can give your family, is to have things that you never had? Now, I believe, and we know the Bible, like I can think of one verse in the New Testament, Matthew 6:33. God said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, meaning the necessities of life He will take care of as we seek Him first. That's the difference of a Christian family. It's not that we don't have material things and like material things or need material things. We just realize we need, there's greater needs. And that's where I want you to see what are really the most important things in a family. And some of these things, kind of, we touched on these, you know, in different messages throughout Proverbs or brought up some of these verses. So don't think that I'm going to be giving you some special secrets here. Go to Proverbs 15:16. The first thing. Instilling the fear of the Lord. That's a provision. Amen. That's where the emphasis should be. Because look what it says here. Should it be on the material or the spiritual? What does it say? Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Right? How many, we don't even need to mention it, but just one word, Hollywood. Hollywood stars, two words. What is their life like? They may have great treasure, but trouble therewith. What would we rather have? So the Bible saying the emphasis should be on the fear of the Lord. Better is little with the fear of the Lord. Amen. And that ought to start with us having fear of God as parents or grandparents. This is the inheritance that we pass on to our children. When they remember us, they should remember that we feared God, that we respected God, that we worshiped God, that He was important in our life enough to change us and for us to follow Him. Remember some of the things that we said about the fear of the Lord? It is the beginning of knowledge. It is the beginning of wisdom. It prolongs life. Isn't that a great provision? I mean, if you have the fear of the Lord, and we are asking God to instill in us the fear of the Lord and instill in our children the fear of the Lord, then we're going to have knowledge, wisdom, long life. It's the key to avoiding sin. Amen. It's the key to true wealth. Now, when we go to the book of wisdom, we would have to say, according to this verse, the fear of the Lord is probably the most important provision that we can give to our family. Not wealth, not luxury, not education, not money, not things, But the fear of the Lord is the most important provision. And if we keep that in priority, don't worry. God promises He will bless you and bless your children. The next verse, Proverbs 15:17. What does it say? Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. Amen. It's better to eat salad than have a big prime rib. It's better to have salad where there's love than prime rib where there's hatred. Amen. I think this kind of goes along with what we're saying in Colossians and what we're saying in the morning about how we deal with each other, how we deal with our children. Here it is. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is. The greatest thing we can do is love our family. We have to confess and admit this. Troubled children come from homes where love is lacking, not where money is lacking. So we need to provide, we need to instill the fear of the Lord. We need to provide that. We need to provide love. Give a lot of love. And then go to Proverbs 17:1. Better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices with strife. Amen. There you go again. Better is just a cracker. A dry piece of bread with peace. Than a house full of sacrifice. I mean, everything you can offer with strife. Again, you know, that just depends on us. We serve a God of peace, the God of peace. And we serve a God who says, if you pray, I'm going to take away your fear and your anxiety. And I'm going to give you a peace that passeth all understanding to keep your hearts and minds. So what value, brethren, is having all this affluence, having a lot of material wealth, having a lot of money, when all we do is fight over those things? And so wisdom teaches us that spiritual provisions are more important than material ones. And if we have wisdom, we're going to want to provide what our children really need, what is truly important. And that means sometimes we have to cut back on the less important things. And that's where difficulties arise, when we have to make sacrifices and choose between that which is good and that which is excellent. That which is okay, but there's something better. What are we going to choose? Amen? Now, obviously, we want to have a concern for material provision, don't get me wrong. So if you want to ensure adequate material provision, brethren, we are not to concentrate and to pursue wealth and pursue material provisions at the sacrifice of all these most important things. If we're doing that, then we're are troubling our home. We're troubling our family. Go to Proverbs 20 and verse 7. You want material provision? You want material blessing? You want God to provide? Then we need to focus on this. To be righteous. To be just. The just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. We know, again, I think it couple in there with Matthew 6:33. I didn't write that down, but you may want to jot that down. Because when you put God's kingdom first, he's going to take care of these material things. And God provides providentially. God knows our needs. Remember, the whole passage is God knows when a sparrow falls to the ground. God knows, you know, every little detail about life. And he says, I love you more than these things, than the animals and my creation of the animal kingdom and plant kingdom. I love you more and I'm going to care for you more. Do we have that faith? So God will watch out for us, and God will providentially provide if we are righteous, if we truly seek him and we live for him, God's going to meet our needs. That goes on to the next point. Concentrate on the acquiring of knowledge and wisdom, not wealth. Proverbs 24. 3 and 4. Through wisdom is an house builded. By understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Amen. Through wisdom, through understanding, and through knowledge. Brethren, what we know about the book of Proverbs, that's through the careful understanding of God's word, the careful application of God's word to our lives. We need to be dedicated disciples of Christ. And remember what we learned in Colossians 2, in him is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge in Christ. So why do families break down? Why do families crumble today? It's through what we've been kind of wrapping this series up now, kind of putting it all together. It's through neglecting the principles of God's word. It's through neglecting what we learned in Proverbs. What are some principles that we have learned up till now, kind of reviewing what we learned Sunday mornings and then Sunday night in our messages concerning the family? Let me remind you of a few. Some of them even came up today. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. I think one of the greatest things we can provide for our children or follow this principle, they need a godly example, amen. We need to avoid hypocrisy. Remember, what we say will be heard. What we do is what we teach. That's what's going to be learned, what we do, not what we say. So you remember that old saying? Do as I say, not as I do. That's contrary to God's word. Amen? What did we learn this morning about provoking our children to wrath? Are we going to raise bitter children, discouraged children, angry children that don't want anything to do with us or the Lord? Then if we discipline them in the wrong way or train them in the wrong way and react the wrong way all the time, then we're provoking them to wrath. How about the favoritism and comparisons? We remember what happened there with Jacob, and his children, Israel, and Joseph, and his brothers. Obviously, we have to avoid neglect, avoid physical abuse. We should always practice loving discipline in this example. We should express love and interest, as we mentioned this morning. We need to be faithful to the Lord's house. We need to teach our children to love the Lord and bring him to the Lord's house. Amen. And we ought to avoid worldliness. These papers that we give out, the Friday Church News, you know, maybe you didn't think of it this way. And you ought to think of it this way, man. Because a lot of times we listen to songs and we think, oh man, this is a great song. And then we realize the author of these things are wicked. And they sing about fornication and adultery and drunkenness and unfaithfulness in marriage. And is that what we support? We ought to think about these things, amen? Take a stand. That's the idea of avoiding the worldliness in our lives. So we need this godly example, but we also need biblical teaching. Isn't that what Proverbs 22:6 is all about? Train up a child. Brethren, training involves teaching. Obviously, what we said, the first thing is teaching by example. And then we need to explain the Word of God, and this takes time. Sometimes we need to encourage, we need to exhort. We need to sit down and open the Bible, amen? That's what training's about. It's not just everything about life, which is good, and we ought to give them the practical skills, but we need to train them up in the ways of the Lord. Isn't that what God told Israel in Deuteronomy 6, that they were to talk of the Lord and His Word when they went out, when they came in, when they rose up, when they sat down? When they were in the way, even out there, when they were kind of walking down the street or going to do something, talk about the Lord. So, brethren, we need, these are the principles. We need a godly example for parents. We need biblical teaching in the home, training up a child in the way he should go. And then, last but not least, what we mentioned last week, biblical discipline is needed. And as I mentioned in the Word of God, when we look at discipline, brethren, go to 13:24. He that spareth his rod hateth his son. But he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. So where is love shown? Isn't it shown in correction? Isn't it shown in a real concern to do what's right? A real concern to change and do God's will in these areas? We need to show true love. And betimes is talking about before it's too late. Before bad habits are formed, that's when we need to do it. Go back to 22 and verse 15. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. We even talked about that the rod will save his soul from hell. Amen. It will impart wisdom. It will avoid shame. Brethren, the Bible, go to Proverbs 19:18. Chasten thy son while there is hope. Let not thy soul spare for his crying. So, brethren, we need to do it before everything gets out of hand. We need to stay on top of this. Obviously, we don't do it when we talk about the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We understand that it has to be done with love. It has to be done under the control of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And that's, we need to use God's method, not our method of sometimes you could discipline because you're bending off your steam. You're letting off steam. And that's not what discipline's for. It's to do it in love for the benefit of the child. Aren't you thankful there's so many promises? Go to Proverbs 29:17 about the fruit of all this. If we truly love the Lord, love our children. Correct thy son and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. Amen. Aren't these the real blessings of what God does when we are raising a godly family, when we are providing a good example, when we're teaching God's word, when we're practicing biblical discipline? There's great rewards. God even said that rod and reproof, that correction and discipline gives wisdom. Go to chapter 23. There is an eternal significance to what we do here. Proverbs 23:13. Withhold not correction from the child. For if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shall deliver his soul from hell. Brethren, do we believe the word of God? This is God's word. This is God's wisdom. Let's follow God's plan. I hope as we wrap up our series on the family and Colossians that we take some time. Maybe you need to go back, and some of you may not know this, but all these messages are on sermon audio. You can find them. There's cards out here that tells you how to find sermon audio, how to sign up for our church. You can get the app. You can keep it on your phone. You can go back and just listen to the audio. You don't have to watch the video. It separates it out. So throughout the day, you can go back and listen to these messages. And if you miss something, or maybe you need to go back and say, you know what, I need to really change some things. I remember this message. and I need to learn some more. I need to meditate on this. That's what that's for, to go back and really take some time. We're here in a service and we're constrained by time and by hunger. So what do we have to do, brethren? We need to follow God's plan, and then we need to have faith and trust in the Lord. God is faithful. He will accomplish His part as long as we do our part. As long as we are busy about applying these principles to our family, God is faithful to fulfill His promises. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, He will not depart from it. That's God's promise. And you know what? It's true. And God will work. God will bring that about. And that's the faith that we need as parents. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer.